Part 6, Chapter 6. At evening, when he opened the cage, Turl sounded excited.
Tell your horses and females goodbye, animal. Tomorrow at dawn, we're going on a long trip.
Johnny stopped with his arms full of the firewood he had been taking in.
How long?
5 days a week. It depends. Why do you want to know?
I have to leave them food. A lot of things.
Oh.
Said Turl indifferently.
Am I going to have to stand here and wait?
He made up his own mind. He locked up the cage again and turned on the juice.
I'll come back later.
He rumbled off, hurriedly. Well, here it goes, Johnny told himself. What deviltry was going to take place now? Fortunately, that day he had gotten a fat young bull. He swiftly went about his work. He quartered it and rolled up 2 quarters in the hide, putting it outside the door.
Chrissy!
He called.
Put me together enough smoked meat for a week. Also, think about what you'll need for that time.
You're leaving?
Was there a trace of panic in Chrissy's voice?
Just for a little while.
Both girls looked apprehensive. They seemed so forlorn in there, Johnny cursed to himself.
I'll be sure to come back. Get busy with the food.
He inspected Blodgett's wound. Blodgett could walk now, but torn muscles had ended her running days. The grazing problem for the horses was a little rough. He did not want to turn them loose, but he couldn't stake them to a week's grazing all in one spot. He finally settled it by letting them loose, but instructing Patty to call them to the barrier a couple of times a day to talk to them. Patty promised devoutly that she would. He prepared a belt pouch with flint and tinder, cutting glass, and a few odds and ends. He folded up a complete suit of buckskins. He made a pack of these and 2 kill clubs.